What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Hello, hello. What's going on out there, my betting friends? You're tuning in to Bolt Brady and his bro. It's conference championship week here in the NFL. It's welcoming Bolt.
Well, not all our listeners are bettors, but so they could be sports fans as well.
That's a true.
So last week, if they missed the show, we started off with the music from The Great White because it was a bloodbath. But this week, it's a different sound. Cha-ching.
Back up the Brinks.
Or the cha-ching is the cash register opening up. Remember back in the day, you'd hear, they'd go, diddle-dee, and then you'd ching-ching.
I sure do.
Okay, well, there it is, buddy. Or you could give it the Brinks, too. Yeah. 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, I don't think you went 5-1 because we went against each other on a couple. But for the listeners, they went 5-1.
Yeah, I was kind of even money. Some great games, man. Those one seeds on Saturday were super fun to watch.
Yes, they were.
That's the one where you were more belief in the Ravens covering for sure. And I was like a little torn with the Texans. So I'm like, I'm going the over. And I got it a little earlier in the day at 43.5.
Right.
And thank goodness I did because they had control. They kept marching. And then I'm like, oh, man, they were going for it on fourth. And they're just going to run the clock out. And then as we approached the 2-minute warning, I couldn't tell what they were going to do. And the graphics were still over the TV. I'm like, is Tucker out there? What are they doing? Is he just going to go for a fourth down again?
The kicker, Tucker.
Yeah. And so Tucker's out. I'm like, oh, he's out there.
Right.
And he put her through to cover by half a point.
That's what I was saying to the kids. I said, oh, your uncle's really hoping they kick a field goal here.
Big time.
Well, it was 10-10 at half. And if you recall, I said that either the Niners or the Ravens were going to win by at least 20. 10-10 at half. Lamar goes, let's kick it into gear here, guys. 34-10 final. Boat race.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing, Texans. You put a whopping 3 points on the scoreboard because they had a punt return to the house for the touchdown.
Yeah.
That's not cutting it. That's not how you're going to win ball games. So great year, Texans. CJ, great job. I'm really impressed that the way you protect the ball because you weren't, having turnovers. You did a great job doing that. Great season. Thanks for playing, though. This is the Lamar show.
Back to how last week we kind of talked on his Wonderlic thing. They've changed company, isn't what they call the thing now, that quarterback test in the draft.
Mm.
And that company was trying to backtrack now, and they're like, the results shouldn't be leaked, one, and he may not have done as poorly as we may have think he did. And they're like, sounds like someone's trying to make their company look better here.
What if he just came out and said kind of like what we do in high school when you're just like A, B, C, B, 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 C, D, He might have done that one, too. I remember in high school we had set aside 2 hours for finals. And I went to the bathroom after 16 minutes just to get a little breath of fresh air here. And I saw one of my buddies. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? He's like, I'm done. I'm like, you're done with the final? He's like, yeah. He goes, I just went ABC, ABC, ABC all the way down.
I'm not too worried about it.
Shout out to Freund's out there. Yep. He wasn't too worried about it. Mm-hmm. It's funny. Anyway, so maybe that's what CJ did. Maybe CJ didn't care and he was just filling in the blanks.
They kind of mentioned some guys that had done poorly on the Wonderlic back in the day, and they said Dan Marino had done terrible. He got a 16, and most QBs are in the 24 range.
Oh,
average.
Really?
So, yeah, it was interesting, but that company's trying to make their...
And that almost mattered because Dan's obviously a Hall of Famer.
For sure.
But he never won a Super Bowl, which is interesting.
He got to one.
Never won it, though. Didn't he get to it in his rookie year?
Yep.
Wow. Dude, you get to it in your rookie year, and you're like, I'm going to go to 15 of these things, and then he never sniffed it again.
Could be someone like a Joe Burrow who gets there, early in the career, and are they going to get back?
Sure.
But Lamar, they early on there, when they were kind of sticking with him, I'm like, oh, he looks a little uneasy here.
Because, no, not Lamar.
1-4 in the playoffs. That's in there a little bit.
Well, he was 16 for 22, 152, and two tugs. And then we said, keep an eye on these guys' rushing totals. And how about Lamar goes, I'm going for 100 yards rushing. Mm-hmm. Third time ever in the playoffs, only quarterback to ever do that. Good try, Lamar. 11 carries, 100 yards exactly. Two TDs. Threw for two, ran for two. Is this guy your MVP, ladies and gentlemen?
They're a good team.
Yeah, they are.
They're definitely a good team.
We'll talk about them a little bit later. And then, later on in the day, we had Green Bay travel into the 49ers. And the 49ers were rocking and rolling, and then Debo gets banged up, and it switched the whole game plan around.
Dude, that guy, man, just can't stay out there for a season.
You know, I was thinking about that, and it's obviously because of the style he plays. Like, I mean, that guy never, like, runs out of bounds. He's like, someone's in front of me, I'm going to try to plow them over. but the thing is it doesn't help the team when he's not out there.
No, it just changes totally their dynamic, how they operate.
Yeah, so, I mean, we kind of had a little bit of a ball game there, but it was just a matter of time, because when Jordan was driving down, because I had the Niners money line too, and the boys and I are watching, and I see Jordan, and he's running to the right, and then I go, uh-oh, boys, looks like he's throwing across his body to the middle of the field, and we all know what that happens then. And sure enough, interception, INT, good night, that's ball game.
Yeah.
And everyone out there that grew up playing football knows you're never supposed to throw across your body to the middle of the field. I mean, what percentage does it get picked? Probably 85. Now, I'm just making that number up, but it gets picked quite a bit when that happens.
Yeah, it was a little sloppier with the water and the rain there, too. So you liked the under in that one, which it did hit.
That did hit. Yep, the over-under was 50.5, and they got to 45, 24-21. That was the only one that lost. The picks went 5-1 because the Niners didn't cover the 9 or the 9.5.
Yeah, early on, the Packers went for it on that fourth down. They could have taken that field goal, too. So some of that stuff, you know, might haunt them a little bit looking back, but they're like, oh, we're young, you know, let's be aggressive.
Sure. The teaser did work. Remember, we had the teaser, the 7-point teaser with the Ravens and the 9s. So that hit.
I think they both did, too. There was another one also, right?
Yep. It's coming up here. It's coming up here on Sunday.
Oh.
And then Tampa Bay, Detroit. I leaned with Detroit there. Didn't really want to touch anything. I think you touched that game, right?
I took Detroit there. It was -6. I was okay with that one.
Right. I didn't even watch that game. Well, first of all, I was at flag football, but I didn't even really care about that game. But I did, you know, the other teaser that you were talking about was I teased Detroit and the Chiefs. Mm. So...
Yeah, you were busy grinding on your playbook.
That's right. That playbook's more important, actually.
Yeah. If you guys out there could see, Bolt is the O coordinator for the flag squad, and it is diagrammed to perfection. It's color-coded per route.
Yep.
And the way the league works is the high school kid runs the huddle, so Bolt has to hand over his book to the kid. He just kind of gives them the hand signals on what play like called.
Well, here's the reason why. So the league provides a playbook, and it's okay. It's not bad. It's not really geared for second graders and fifth graders, though. So
it's not like how you and McVay.
That's exactly right.
Typically operate,
or how Shanahan. So I had to tailor it for second graders. So they've got their playbook I created, and then I created one for the fifth graders. Mm-hmm. And that's what I tell the guys. I go, hey, let's run your routes here. There's a reason this route is on. It's to get others open.
And it works.
Yep, it's been working. We're going to stick with her.
Yeah, so that was during the Detroiter. And they end up kind of pulling away there at the end comfortably. Was it 31-17?
Right. Or 31-23, actually.
Oh, yeah. They
But they missed the 2-point conversion. So for the people that had Detroit, that's how they got the cover.
Yep.
So, and then it was what we thought was the game of the weekend, and it sure was.
Yeah, man. Those ones, how fun are those to watch?
I know. They are great. And you and I were texting each other back and forth, and we're like, wow, these guys can't stop each other. And then all of a sudden, they were stopping each other. But how about
I don't know if it was each other, because, I mean, what did KC had one punt?
No, but there was like four series in a row there that they didn't do anything the second half. But there was some plays like the fake punt.
Oh, man.
Wow. What were they on their 35-yard line?
And there was it was over 10 minutes, right? I mean, there was still a ton of time. Like, whoa,
and
man.
What was the call, too? I mean,
to Hamlin.
Yeah. And he didn't even get close.
I'm like, dude, if you want to grab your balls and go for it, like, leave Josh out there.
Right.
You know, let's leave it in this guy's hands, not this little sneak left with Hamlin.
And so I think they needed 5 yards to go, and he didn't even come close to getting back to the line of scrimmage. Mm-mm. Yeah, that was a problem. So then I go, okay, and KC was already up 3 at this point, and I go, here we go. This is when the nail goes in the Kaufman, and then big Hardman again, McColl. This guy is a joker.
Man.
How many times he's cost them this season. About to go into the end zone, reaches out, fumbles through the end zone, and we all know when that happens, it's a turnover, and the Bills get the ball at the 20, and I go, here we go. You got to be kidding me. That's how we're going to lose this thing.
So close, too. Like, as you just watch how close his hip is to get into the ground, and the ball just starting to move.
Patty must have been like, are we kidding? I mean, how much do I need to do for this team? So the Bills get the ball, and I'm like, here we go. And they come down, and, you know, it looked like they were going to score the touchdown. Right, I thought Patty was going to have to come down like at the end of the game, but it came down to the kick to tie it up. And I said to the boys, I go, wow, I mean, this thing's 44 yards. I go, it's still bad weather. Mm-hmm. It's cold out. I'm like, this thing's not guaranteed. And then whoopsies. Yeah. And I actually looked at the kicker and I go, wow, that sucks for him. I feel bad for that dude.
Yeah, that's a tough spot to be in. I mean, because then they love you if you drill it. But even then, at that point, we're tied.
Yeah, right. No, and Patty more than likely would come on down.
But Josh, you know, some people want to get on him for not making a certain throw here or there. And he did miss the one Shakir guy. It was kind of across the end zone there. But he threw two dimes deep that Diggs could have grabbed that one.
The 80-yarder to Diggs?
Yeah, like, bro.
Wow. I mean, well, the problem with that play is Big Diggs is always asking for the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're one of those cats that's asking for the ball and you get it and you drop it, sorry, guy, we got to trap it for a while now. Like, you can't say diddly squat when you drop a ball like that.
Throw the mouthpiece in and concentrate instead of having the thing dangle every
yeah.
time.
Yeah. I said that, too. I said that. I go to the boys. I go, he never has his mouthpiece in.
Yeah.
Right. No kidding. He's probably concentrating on garbage like that instead of the ball.
And that other, he threw the other one on that left side deep to, was it Sherwood or something, number 16? The guy almost had it, and kind of like you could see it hit the turf on the belly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That thing was catchable.
Yes, you know, it was.
You get that, you're down in the red zone on both those pretty deep.
Well,
you're in business.
That's what Josh is saying right now. But instead, he hit the plane, and he's back in big fireball now.
Fireball. He's in Cabo with his honey.
Probably.
Playing some golf.
But you know who's not? The Ravens, the Nines, the Lions, and the Chiefs. And let's chat about those ball games here.
Let's do it.
Fantasy football champs, our friends at Manscaped want to congratulate you on making it to the 2024 playoffs. As for the rest, well, the fantasy gods have spoken, and it's time to shave off that didn't make the cut playoff beard. No more hiding behind the facial hair. Embrace the clean slate with Manscaped's Beard Hedger, because nothing should be as unruly as your failed trade strategies. Embrace victory. And join the 10 million men who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the code BOLT, B-O-L-T, for 20% off and free shipping. And I might add, I use this product. It's pretty cool that it's waterproof. Alrighty, back to the show.
Well, on Sunday, did you see what time the ball games are?
Noon and 3:30.
Right. So, you know what we've got going on Sunday? The big flag football.
Right.
Well, I guess you, because my youngest plays earlier, so I guess that won't affect you as much. Because the game starts at 2, so you'll be able to watch like the first half. Mm-hmm. But I'm like right in the middle of it, and the boys are like, "Dad, oh, what do you think about that?" And I go, "Well, you guys are more important than Lamar and Patty, even though I love them."
But if you look over and I'm kind of streaming on my phone, don't sweat it.
If you see me gannering at the score every once in a while, you know what's going on. But is that going to be a ball game? I mean, so this is playing out how, you know, we anticipated. Patty versus Lamar, and then the winner plays the Nines. Mm-hmm. Holy cow, what do you think about the Chiefs-Ravens game here?
Oh, geez. I mean, well, back to that, the Bills one real quick. They were getting like 9 yards per play, and then they took some kneel downs at the end, and it took the average down to like 7.7 per play. Mm. So they were running the ball. I mean, obviously, they want to say the Bills were a little depleted, but that was more on the back end with like a linebacker.
Who, the Chiefs were running the ball or the Bills were?
Just the average yard per play for the Chiefs was 7.7. But
remember I told you those injuries were going to add up a little
bit. No, I know, but it was just impressive that it wasn't just all Patty.
Sure, sure. On the Bills real quick, too. So Cook, his rushing total for the game, his prop, was 61.5. How about this bad boy? So, you know, I don't do props, but I read about this. So it's 61.5. Going into the fourth quarter, he had 67 yards. You're like, yeah, let's cash this bad boy. Well, he had 4 carries in the fourth quarter, -3, -2, -2, and no gain.
No.
So he went backwards 8 yards, and the prop did not hit.
Oh, that's brutal.
Isn't that brutal? I'm sure there's a lot of people that had Dalvin Cook. I just don't do the props.
No, it was his brother.
Yeah, I mean, not Dalvin, but Cook. I don't do the props. I mean, I know a lot of people do, and there's money to be made there. Like, if you zone in on it, it's obviously like a whole nother animal. But yeah, I'm sure some people are pretty bummed with that.
Well, his bro Dalvin got picked up by the Ravens, and he actually got the pill a couple times against the Texans.
Right.
I'm sure he doesn't know the full playbook, but he had a couple decent runs.
Yep. Yeah, because they're pretty banged up at the running back. So, I mean, that guy was a baller. He just went to the Jets and didn't get any run. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Ravens.
Yeah, see, now I'm, you know, Josh was my guy there. And in KC, Patty, they're like, we took it personal. People thought we couldn't go on the road and I couldn't get, like, a playoff win away from home.
Right.
Oh, and then we didn't talk about your boy throwing up the heart sign.
Big Travis Kels.
Oh, man.
Was he throwing the heart sign to Taylor, or was it maybe his mom and dad in the crowd?
I think it was to his honey up in the box.
Or was it a signal to his brother to pound another beer?
Which, that was sweet. How about his bros? His bro just goes, no shirt, Bud Light.
Was it a Bud Light?
It was something.
It might have been the Pabst, because I think they have the Pabst is maybe big in Buffalo. But and he jumps out the window.
Yeah, he's like, I'm in.
I mean, was that guy tuned up? That's awesome.
I think they showed him. He went to a couple of tailgates even before and was kind of just hanging with some fans.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, super cool.
Yeah, that's great. I saw one guy on Twitter was like, dude, my wife is like, that's so great. And he's like, yeah, and then I did it at Billy's wedding, and you thought it was the most embarrassing thing of all time.
I mean, I guess he doesn't care if people give him static about it, but dude, I don't know if we need to do that to her just right now on a TV.
Oh, the heart sign?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to touch that one, dude. Yeah. I've just got no comment. I mean, we are not focusing in. That was the first touchdown. I know you had 2. It's the first one he had in 7 games.
Which was nuts.
Right. I mean, is there a coincidence here? Huh.
That was his, it tied like his longest drought since his rookie year, I think.
Yeah, what's the difference here? Used to concentrate on football, now you don't. So, what do you think about the Chiefs Ravens? The line's the 3.5.
Right. So back to your question here. Now I'm gonna flip, and I'm gonna go back to the Chiefs here. And I think they're tough to beat.
Well, everyone goes, is Bolt? Did his bro finally pick the right side with Bolt here? And I hate to tell everyone, but no, he did not.
No, I know you like Lamar.
Well, listen, I like Patty too. But here's the thing. So the Ravens have the number one rush offense in the NFL, and they have one of the best defenses in the NFL. So do the Chiefs, but the Ravens is better. I'm not even going to mess with the line here because I can kind of see how this thing plays out. There's no way I'm going to let Patty have 3.5 points. But I don't think Lamar's losing this game. I'm going to money line this bad boy. Okay. Money line Ravens. That means I'm not messing with the points. I'm just betting them to win the game. And I've explained this before, but we'll do it again. The money line right now is 180. Okay. So not saying put 180 on it. Whatever your bet normally is, you put the same bet, you just quite won't win the same amount. So if you normally bet 50 to win 50, this time you'd bet 50 to win like 35. Okay? That's the play that I like. And I do feel more confident. How to explain this? I feel more confident that the Ravens would win by more than double digits than I think that the Chiefs would win the game, if that makes sense.
So you're saying you have some belief here they can pull away a little bit.
More than the Chiefs winning, yes. I think here's what I see happening. Remember how when you play basketball or something, you're dribbling the whole length of the court. People are trying to steal it around the back, through the legs. I mean, you're just looking money. You get down to the paint and two guys attack you at once. You're like, there's nothing I can do here but pass. You drop a dime to the guy and he misses the layup. And you go, there's nothing else I can do there. Sorry, guys. Okay. Well, I ball. I know my teammate's not balling, but I ball.
I brought my A game.
That's right. Well, guess what? I think that's what's going to happen to Patty here. Patty's going to go, Lamar, there's nothing else I could do. My team's garbage. My receivers are garb. Because if they do this fumble out of the out of bounds or drop passes against the Ravens, it's good night. And so I think Patty's receivers are going to catch up to him here.
I don't know. They didn't do that in Buffalo, finally.
Well, they did. Hardman. I mean, he fumbled out. That should have lost them the ball game.
That was such a bang-bang reach for the end zone. You know, that he was almost down.
But what I'm saying is, he should never have been carrying the ball like that, though. That's the problem. It's like away from his body and it's hanging out. Like an intelligent football player would have been protecting the ball there near the goal line about to get rocked. And this guy's sticking it out. Like, get a clue, big guy. Get a clue. So I think that his receivers are going to catch up with him here. He's going to ball, okay? I mean, you know he's going to ball. That's what's legit about Patty and these guys is he's going to come to play. Is Kelsey? Who knows? We know he used to. You know, he might be looking at the florist again. So who knows what's going to happen there. His defense is way better than normal. That's why I like them against the Bills. But the Ravens have been drilling people. I mean, we obviously know what happened to the Texans. Then the Steelers game, no one played. The Dolphins, they go, thanks for coming, guys, 56-19. Then they travel to San Fran, who they'll probably meet in the Super Bowl, 33-19. That's when we picked Baltimore, too. Before that, 23-7, I mean, against the Jags. It's been boat race central the whole year.
You know who hung with them, though, was the Rams when they took them to the OT. And Chiefs are better than the Rams. I mean, that was, what, 5 weeks ago?
Well, I don't know. The Rams' offense was kind of humming, though, at that point. And that's what's interesting is we should probably bring that point up when we talk about Detroit, the Nines. So, also, the Ravens, when they play teams that are above the 500, they've been rocking them. Like, they've beat, I mean, look what they did to the Niners. Enough said. The Niners, how about you just talk about the Niners and the Dolphins alone right there? Just crushing them. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not saying they're going to crush Patty, but I will tell you this. I mean, giving a line of 3.5, the books aren't in the business of giving money away. And I think they're kind of saying, hey, go ahead and take the 3.5 here, guys. And then guess what? The Rays probably win this bad boy by like 10 to 14.
I don't know about the 14. But see, the half's what I do like with the KC. I'm talking about I like the 3.5.
Well, I get it. I mean, and I think that they're sucking in a lot of people with that. But, you know, you're going to hear all these stats, like I said last week, about Patty and the points and being the underdog. And I totally agree with those. Except you're playing Lamar now. And this is a different ball game. Mm-hmm. I think this worked out perfectly. As we mentioned, Josh is a baller. These two right here, different level though. Mm. Yep.
We shall see.
And the last time these guys played, it's been 3 years, 2021, week 2, Chiefs came in, lost the ball game 36-35. And I think the Ravens were actually the underdogs there, which is crazy. That's back when they had the Tyreeker and stuff. So, and that's when back, I mean, Lamar 3 years ago, Jim Christmas, that was forever ago. Same with Patty. How about Patty? You've been the starter for 6 years here at Kansas City. And how many AFC championships games have you been to? Six.
Wow, guy.
Good try, buddy.
Well, we like to call that one thing, pure domination.
Yeah. Can't wait to watch those two.
Yep. So that'll be legit. I'll be able to watch the score on my phone on that one from the flag football game.
Yep.
And then 3:30, at least I'll be back in time for this bad boy. Detroit travels in to San Fran. Detroit just, they've been balling.
They sure have.
What do you think about this ball game?
I mean, you got to like the culture and the confidence that they have coming. I'm seeing a lot of minus sevens. One place has 6.5. It's the Hard Rock for some reason.
That was the line when it first came out.
Yeah, they've kept it.
Huh.
6.5 is enticing, you know, if the weather's better. And I would take the Niners.
Well, so that is the good thing, is that the weather's supposed to be 65 degrees here in Northern California that day.
I just, you know, sometimes those one seeds are, they are rusty coming off that break.
Sure.
Because you sit out week 18, you sit out that first round bye.
Mm-hmm.
They came back. Purdy was a little off on some of his reads. He took the glove off because of the rain. Then he settled in for that last drive to kind of get the, and McCaffrey had some good runs. I'm just going to lean with the Niners here at home, having a little more focus.
Would you be concerned if Debo was not playing? Because that's up in the air right now.
No, I know it is. That's not going to sway me.
Really? Okay. Well, let me give you my thoughts here, big guy. So, talked in the past a little bit about how Goff is probably the most underrated quarterback in the NFL. I mean, he easily is. You go back 5 years, 4 years, 3 years, 1 year, it doesn't matter. He's the best quarterback against the spread. Dan Campbell, since he's come to Detroit, his record against the spread is 66% as well. These guys, just no one thinks these guys can do diddly squat, and all they do is keep winning. Give me the 7 here. I mean, that is a truckload of points. That's just got backdoor written all over it. And then also with big Dan Campbell, dude, that guy, I mean, who knows what that guy's going to do? The fake punt, the fake PAT, which means there's a lot of variance that could go the other way and they could get waxed.
He goes for 2. Yeah.
Right. But I just think 7 points is too much. I mean, this line should be 4, 4.5, in my opinion. Then I'd be like, okay, I don't know, flip the coin. 7? Jim Christmas, that's a lot of points.
Well,
so
as you say, someone knows what they're doing, setting the line.
Yep, but sometimes they hang bad ones too. And, you know, you're going to...
So when you take them, they're good. And when I do, it's the bad one.
But what you're going to hear a lot this week is Goff's record. Ready for this one? Get ready. Excuse the name. There's some major networks that are probably chitting about it right now on the TV, but they're probably saying Goff's record indoors and outdoors, okay? Well, there is some truth to that, but like I said, the weather's going to be 65 in San Fran, and the days leading up to that are going to be sunny too, so the field's going to be fine. So weather shouldn't be an issue. And also, one stat that they might leave out, because a lot of times they don't talk about against the spread, which... that's what a lot of us care about. His last 6 games against the spread outdoors, 5-1. Okay, so we can kind of brush that thing aside. If it was snowing, I'm with you. But this thing outdoors, when it's good weather, it's hogwash. All righty?
Yep.
So take that for what it's worth, my friends.
Yeah, no, man, it's a good story. I mean, they're definitely the best story left in this thing, getting to this point. Can you imagine if the Lions get to the Super Bowl?
Well, I don't think they'd want that, really.
NFL?
Yeah. The NFL, you know, the NFL probably doesn't mind who goes from the AFC, but they'd probably like the Chiefs, because of the whole Taylor Swift thing.
Oh, yeah, man. You can just picture her being shown up there the whole broadcast.
I saw this guy on Twitter. He's like, man, you guys are lucky you get to look at Taylor Swift, the Chiefs fans. He goes, imagine having to look at this every 3 seconds, and it showed Jerry Jones. He goes, try being a Cowboys fan. He goes, all they show is this old dude the whole time. I'll take Taylor any day. But, yeah, I know. Detroit, I mean, would that totally surprise you if Detroit won the ball game, though?
I don't, yeah, I mean, dude, you're at this point, there's four teams left. It's like, it can't be that surprising, but I don't see them getting there this year.
No, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, last week thought CMC would have the 3 touchdowns, he had 2. I think they're going to have to lean on big CMC here. I personally, this is just my opinion, no one said anything, I don't think Debo's going to play. I think they're going to try to win this ball game without him, and then they'd have 2 weeks until the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what they're going to try to do here. They're going to try to lean on CMC, and Debo's going to go to his locker and go, okay, partner, let's get us to the Super Bowl because I'll be able to play in that. And CMC goes, no problem, just give me the rock.
And then
we'll sprinkle it into Kittle a little bit there and Ayuk. But that's my take on it. So, you know, this 50.5, that's probably a little high too, but I don't have as much conviction in the under this time as I did last week.
Yeah. I think you're going to see a little bit calmer Purdy and a little more.
Well, I'm glad you bring that point up. I don't know about that. Now, I mean, it's only his second year. I think there's a lot of pressure on him here to get to the Super Bowl, you know? Like, people aren't, it's only his second year. Like, what do you expect from this cat? So I think the pressure does get to him a little bit. I mean, Goff's obviously a veteran. I mean, I'm liking the 7 points here more and more as we talk about it.
Go for it.
Yeah, I do.
We'll put Chili's after the flag game on the line here.
Wow, Chili's. You know, just we were talking about what a great deal it is.
Best bang for your buck out there.
Yep, just like your haircut.
Yeah.
My brother and I have a difference of opinions on you know, a few things. Usually he's, as we know, he's the Joe, but the haircut's one of them too. He doesn't care where he gets his haircut as long as it's cheap, and he got it for $9.99 yesterday, and you can't get those very often.
Hey, the balloons caught my eye.
Yeah, the balloons worked.
Just throwing some advertising out here for these. Yeah, great clips, $9.99 reeled me in.
And they're not even one of our sponsors, and we're pumping them up here.
So Great Clips and Chili's, hit me up.
Give us a jingle.
I'll take some gift cards.
Yeah, you know, as my hair goes shorter and shorter, though, who knows? I might be at the Great Cuts pretty soon.
Yeah.
But when it's longer, I have a hard time with that. But when it's short, yeah.
I'm with you.
It doesn't, and when they jack it up, it doesn't show as much. Oh, this is your first time cutting hair? Excellent.
Yep.
Glad to hear it.
Right. Just graduated
from beauty school. Yep. Yeah. Well, so let me review what we got here.
Yep.
So we got the Ravens money line. Wow. Game of the year. The game of the year right there. That might even be better than the soup. I mean, it's close. And then, so I got Ravens money line and then Detroit. We're taking the Detroiter. And I'll probably buy the 0.5 there just to get to the 7.5. Like mathematically, if you hear from what people say long term, that 0.5's like a little too expensive right now. I get it. I don't do it long term. I do it when I anticipate it being a close game like this one. So personally, I'll be buying the 0.5 to the 7.5.
Would you tease any of these?
See, that's the thing, because if I was to tease one, no, I wouldn't actually, because it'd be obvious to, you never want to tease through zero. I've talked about that in the past. So it's not like you tease the Ravens the other direction, because if you tease through zero, you're losing value because the game's never going to tie. So that's a waste of a point there. And then the other direction, you'd go Niners down. Oh, and also I think the Ravens, you know, I said it's possible the Ravens win by double digits. And then the other one, you go Niners down. Well, you don't want to go above, like, you know, there was a podcast last week that, teased the Texans up, right? He was like, wow, these guys are getting, 9. I'm going to tease them through 10 and 13. And he thought it was a great play. Well, it's not really. When you tease again, you want to go through the 3 and a 7. And I won't waste the time right now explaining that. But teasing it any other directions, it's just not mathematically the best play.
Okay.
So to answer your question a long-winded way, no, I do not.
Nope, just leave the lines.
Oh, but I will mention, since we did win the two teasers last week, our teaser record went from, remember at the beginning of the season, it was 1-5, and after like the third week, I go, shit can in the teasers now. So now the teasers moved up to 3-5. Our games on the NFL, 33-25, 57%, and college, like we said, ended at 59%. So we'll see if we can keep getting some W's.
Just battling back on the teaser.
Yeah, no, we're done with those.
Okay. Going to be a sweet weekend of football. Only two games here, but real doozies. So keep an eye on Instagram and Twitter. It's at Bolt Brady Picks for some weekend info. We'll keep you guys in the loop. Keep the reviews coming on Apple Podcast where you listen. We'll get you guys a hat. Enjoy the football. We will catch you guys next week.
See ya.